The ongoing public health crisis has forced many people to reimagine how they do their jobs. This includes those running for public office. They can no longer rely on town halls and door knocking as ways to get their message out to voters. This might be especially difficult for a first-time candidate, like Mondaire Jones, who's running in the Democratic primary in New York's 17th Congressional District. I spoke with Mondaire about how his campaign has changed in the time of COVID-19.
We have adjusted pretty seamlessly, I would say, to a digital format of campaigning. As I think I mentioned earlier, I've also hired a few digital organizers to build out that digital organizing team. So we phone bank, we text, we create content, we relationally organize, which is a concept I only recently learned. And of course, we're still going to be doing the traditional mail and television and digital advertising. But this is very different from how we thought we would be campaigning in the final stretch.
What does relational campaigning mean?
Relational organizing. Is similar to what I think people have been doing in the past before COVID, and that is looking at your network, looking at your personal network, and leveraging that network. So now instead of a candidate being an email or a piece of mail or even a television ad, a candidate to someone is the candidate being supported by their friend. And so it's more personal. And that involves looking through your Facebook connections, LinkedIn, the names in your phone book to make sure that everyone within your network knows that you are vouching for a particular candidate in the Democratic primary and are putting your seal of approval on that person. And it goes a long way.
So is that what is making up for the door-to-door type of campaigning or the individual house parties?
There is no substitute for knocking on doors and having that direct conversation with voters, which is something that I had hoped to be doing myself. But of course, even before COVID, there was only so much door knocking that a candidate could be doing. As my campaign manager told me early on in this race, there's one thing that literally no one else on a campaign can do nearly as effectively as the candidate, and that is raising money. And unfortunately, in the absence of a public financing system, which is something that I'm going to be fighting for when I get to Washington, that has to take up the vast majority of my time. Unlike my billionaire opponent, I'm not able to self-fund, but we are getting the job done, thankfully, in small dollar contributions, which account for 80% of what we have raised. In terms of town halls, we've been doing that virtually. We had a town hall two Fridays ago that was attended by nearly 100 people. And we've had smaller meet and greets attended by dozens of people at a time.
Is the potential here that you can reach more people than you would in traditional campaigning time and our moment, our lives before COVID, because everybody is sort of trapped inside?
I think that it's easy to reach a lot of people. That's for sure. Now, again, nothing is going to be a substitute for knocking on hundreds of doors on a Saturday afternoon, for example. But, of course, even then, only a small fraction of people actually would answer their doors and have a conversation with you. So it remains to be seen whether we are reaching more people than we would have pre-COVID. But I can tell you I'm not feeling pessimistic about it. I can only speak for myself and my campaign, and I can tell you we are reaching thousands of voters on a weekly basis. And as I look at the silver linings, I think to myself, at least we've got college and high school students reaching out to the campaign in droves saying, we've got a little more free time. How can we be helpful? How can we elect a progressive to Congress from my district?
Well, Mondaire Jones, thank you so much for joining me, and please stay safe.
Thank you so much. You too.
Mondaire Jones is running as a Democratic candidate for Congress in New York's 17th Congressional District.